Episode 683 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I coach people and organizations to play big professionally and personally. I do executive job search coaching. I do leadership coaching. I do life coaching. I worked as an executive recruiter for more than 40 years, filled more than 1,200 positions, and now I do coaching. And today's show is about one of those tough interview questions that firms sometimes ask, designed to draw out whether you have emotional intelligence. And the question is, if you had your life to do over, and then they can go in a couple of different directions. So I thought this would be an interesting, tough interview question. Hope you find it helpful, and I hope you give this show 5 stars on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever service you listen to it. Please give it 5 stars. I'd really appreciate it. Also want to mention, if we're not connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Now, let's get going, okay? Here's one of those fun, tough interview questions. And this one actually is tough. It involves, again, as I often talk about, a degree of theater on your part. So let me just read the question, okay? If you had to live your life over again, what one thing would you change? Woo! And what they're trying to do is test for emotional intelligence. So if you're a manager, if you're a director, if you're in the C-suite, and someone's asking you this question, what they're trying to do is see if you can reflect on your past. And they're trying to see how they can connect with you. Now, many of you by now know stories are so critical to how someone presents themselves at an interview in other professional situations. And this is a story opportunity. So you can start off by answering the question, whew, that brings me back. And then in going back in time, you break eye contact as I'm doing right now. Let me just tilt down and let me get closer to the camera so you can see it. Whew, that brings me back. And notice I'm not staring at the camera anymore. I'm looking down. Because in neurolinguistic programming, people associate looking down with feeling. So you want to demonstrate that you're feeling stuff at that moment. And then you want to talk about a miss that you had. Now, you don't want to talk about the affair that you had. No. No affair stories. And you want to stick in a professional context. And try and stick with something that you just missed. Think about this one in advance, because you want to tell something that basically says, you know, I really tried to plan. I try to be proactive. I'm also quick on my feet. But every once in a while, you know, I've been in situations that I just couldn't anticipate, and I miss. So there was this time when, and you tell a story about a time that you missed. You missed anticipating a detail. And what the impact was and what you learned from it. And like I said, along the way, you break eye contact, you come back, you look at them in the eye. And then as you get to another feeling, you look down again. And in doing this, you're demonstrating what they perceive as sincerity, emotional intelligence, and honesty. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a couple of ways that you can engage with me. The first one is connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention when you reach out to connect that you listen to the show. I enjoy finding out who my fans are. Next, if you're an executive and you're interested in job search or leadership coaching, email me at jeffaltman@TheBigGameHunter.us. In the subject line, put the phrase executive job search coaching or leadership coaching. I'd be happy to help you in either way. I want to be clear, I'm not a recruiter. I'm a coach, helping you play bigger, having a set of eyes and ears on your circumstances so that you don't make mistakes that are costly. If you're not an executive, the best way to engage is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I have the best of my information there, plus You can ask me questions throughout your job search. I'll answer them. It'll help you. It'll help other people. There's going to be a community of individuals there that you can also get advice from. Again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.